4 hours of pure, unfiltered stream of consciousness.
That's the Walt Deptula way for the most informative afternoon drive in the upstate. Tune into Road Rage, live on The Roar.
From 3 to 7 p.m.,
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. Oh, these quarterback situations are going like we expected. Faison gets the gig at Tennessee, and Alabama's going to be Russell, as we expected that it would be. Meanwhile, Dylan Hunter returning to Clemson. It's a veteran guard who's a good defender, and it makes sense. It makes sense. It's a good, solid addition. Guy has meant a lot to the program over the years. I like it. So we'll talk more about it. We're going to talk a little Clemson basketball later as a result. By the way, people are now texting me that too. So yep, we're on that, and thank you as always. But by the way, I appreciate when you people give me news updates, because sports news is breaking constantly, and there's no way while I'm doing a live show that I can track everything that's happening. So when you people get something, any sort of update of anything that has to do with the world of sports, I appreciate when you send it to me. So thank you. Texter said, as usual, you rule. Get your sports info from Deptula, and you know I've listened to you from the start. I love the show. Ramona as well. That's from Travis. Thank you, Travis. And that's on the Jack Strand thing. Yeah, Mason Chester and I had that conversation. I believe I brought Strand up on radio, and then Mason and I had a conversation about it, because Mason had found him independently, which is a credit to him as well. And we had a conversation on air about him, I want to say 2 years ago. I lose all track of time when it comes to like that kind of thing. But I think that's when we had that conversation about Strand and about his physical traits. Again, he was playing at a small school in Minnesota. But the traits were there, and that's all you're looking for. Look, the reason a Shedeur Sanders, even though he produced big time at Colorado, or the reason a Dylan Gabriel, even though he produced in a big time way at multiple schools, or going back years like a Ty Detmer or a Kellen Moore, couldn't be successful at the pro level is because they don't have the traits for the position. It's not the same sport. Well, it's the same sport, but it basically isn't. It's a trait game. You have to have the physical attributes to be able to play when you move to the National Football League level. Now, Strand didn't have the big-time game experience or any of that stuff, but what he does have that none of those other cats have is he has the physical traits. He's 6'4", 6'5", he's 230, 40 pounds, he has a big-time arm, there's no throw he can't make, he's athletic. Those are the traits that allow you to have a chance professionally. When you don't have that and you have these wet noodle arms, arm strength isn't a luxury at the pro level, it's a necessity. You have to have some of it. And so I think all of a sudden in Atlanta, if Penix is coming back healthy, and he's been cleared for 11-11, and Jack Strand is starting to show out, then I think you can dump that Tua thing and you can just let Penix and Strand go at it. That's what I would do. That's personally what I would do. Texter said, breaking Deshaun Watson named LSU starting quarterback after spot day with Lane Kiffin. That's so wrong. That is completely wrong. Texter said, Clemson guy with Dylan just can't depend on him to score. Right, but he doesn't have to. He's a great defensive player. He can play point guard. He gives you another ball handler. There's a toughness factor to Dylan that's always been there. And he doesn't really have to score for this team. So I think it's another good addition. Another good addition. I like it. Okay, lots to get to. You can get in if you want. 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, on this whole WNBA thing, the Enos Kanter, Natasha Cloud dust up. Here's where I am on all this stuff, okay? The WNBA continues to embarrass itself by failing to identify what constitutes a woman and by protecting the rights of their fans. The fans have a right to show up in the game with wearing 2X chromosomes and identifying themselves as women. They have every right to do that. You have no right. It doesn't matter who's offended by that. Then they should leave. Then the offended party should leave. You don't get to eject someone, a mother and daughter, because they're wearing X chromosome shirts. That's utterly laughable. This is America. Are you friggin' insane? Are you out of your, have you lost your collective gourd? Are you friggin' nuts? What right do you have to tell somebody who wears a double X chromosome identifying themselves as a woman shirt that they cannot wear that to a basketball game when they have paid $1,000 for a ticket? Are you crazy? If you ever came up to me, I'm just telling you personally, if you ever came up to me, any party I was with, and tried that, I would knock you out. The police would be called, I'd be in jail, because there's just no way. It's the most laughable, ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Now, this Kanter thing, okay? When this thing started, it was mildly amusing. Okay? It was a little fun and games. It was making light of fun of the situation involving the WNBA and the absurdities and the ridiculous nature of the governance of the WNBA. I had no problem with it at first. But now it's going too far. Now it's Enos Kanter is just being an absolute a-hole. I'm sorry, he just is. And showing up at the WNBA game and taunting and everything else. Look, I don't know why Natasha Cloud went off on Kanter and tried to get near Kanter and get in Kanter's face. I don't know what her reasons were, but I can guess. And I think the guess is that you're now just sort of disparaging everything that these ladies have done. All of their accomplishments, their rise up the ladder, they're playing professional basketball, and you are now just making a joke of the whole thing. And you don't stop. And so, in a way, you're sort of belittling them. Well, the newsflash is that a lot of these women have done more in basketball than Enos Kanter ever did. And Enos is now looking for his 15 minutes of fame on the back of those women. And so I get why Natasha Cloud went off. I do. Again, I think two things can be true. I think the WNBA is just utterly laughable in terms of their hierarchy and how they have handled this entire situation. And they have brought all this on themselves. That's 100% true. It can also be true that Enos Kanter is a complete a-hole at this point and is just trying to increase his own popularity and his own 15 minutes of fame when he had none. And I think that's also true. And I think that's where we are. So we're at a little bit of a standoff in that regard. But the WNBA has a way to defeat the Enos Kanters of the world, and it's just to identify their league as being for women, as a league played by women for women. Pretty easy. It's not hard. But, you know, again, these people who are wearing these shirts are being booed mercilessly. There's a cluelessness in some of these fan bases in the WNBA. Just utter cluelessness. You should be supporting the notion of a league for women, by women, etc. That's what you should be promoting, and you should be protecting that. For the same reason Natasha Cloud wants to protect it against the comical invasion of Enos Kanter. For the same reason she feels diminished by Enos Kanter belittling and making fun of their league, you should also feel the same thing towards your league and towards any of these stupid fan bases that don't understand basic biology. Again, two things can be true. I don't really care about the WNBA removing Cantor. Look, Cantor isn't a clown who is doing this for his own reasons and to increase his own popularity. Okay, I don't have a big use for that now. I think it's going too far with him. I think it's going much too far. Stop trying to live off somebody else. You weren't really any good in the NBA. Stop trying to act like you're going to go play in the WNBA. Because quite honestly, given your NBA career, maybe you need to. You know, I think enough's enough with that. I think enough is enough. But from a WNBA standpoint, again, you have created this. You have created it. Listen, there has got to be some sort of common sense at some level. Things you can't do. You can't say, we're assembling a task force to meet this week to determine what a woman is. This is something you can't say publicly. You cannot say that. You are defeating yourself right from the start. You are creating the Enos Cantors of the world. You are opening the door to this. You basically fueled these people. And only you can disarm it now. And it's probably late to do it. But you can't say publicly, again, why would you even say this? Why would you say publicly, we're having a task force to determine what a woman is? Why would you say that? Even if you were going to have such a meeting, why would you tell the world that? It just makes no sense whatsoever. So that's the first mistake. The next mistake is you come out of the meeting and you say, well, we've tabled it. We don't know the answer. No. What on earth are you talking about? This is a league. This is the WNBA. We are united. This league is for women, played by women. Biological males need not apply. End of story. Everybody's happy except a few nuts on the left, and who cares about them? Everybody's happy. You go home a winner. You go home victorious. You go home a winner. Instead, politically, at every turn, you have done the exact wrong thing. And so this out-of-control monster just keeps growing and growing and growing. And the way you diffuse it is to identify who and what you stand for. So if you do that today, if you come out publicly today and say, look, the WNBA is exactly what it says, the women's NBA, it is a league expressly and exclusively for women. Biological males will not be allowed to compete. End of story. Moving on. That's what you have to do. And if you don't do it, then you're going to continuously open yourself to the clown shows like Enos Cantor. It's up to you now. I mean, it's been up to you, and you have created it. But, yeah, I don't know if you can't. Look, again, like I said, when this was sort of a playful thing at first, okay, I get it. It was, like, mildly amusing at first, but it's going way past that now. And Cantor himself has just moved in the complete a-hole stage. That's where he is. So you got dueling a-holes. You know the song Dueling Banjos? You got dueling a-holes. You got the a-holes in the WNBA who can't decide what a woman is, and you got Enos Cantor who's looking for his 15 minutes of fame. Let me tell you, well.
The sports world never stops spinning. We bring order to the athletic calendar.
From sunup to sundown,
we've got you covered with the most up-to-date sports talk on the airwaves.
105.5, 97.5, The Roar,
your upstate sports authority.
Hey, let's get real. The heat's officially here to stay in the upstate. You know, run every day. It's 100, and they tell us. But it feels like 127. I still don't really know what that means, but I'm taking their word for it, Ramona, because it does. I know when I go out the side door here, it's a metal door. It's like you walk right into the oven set at 500 degrees. Accepting that heat, though, that the heat is here, doesn't mean settling for uncomfortable home for the next few months. Maybe your air conditioner didn't keep up last summer, the summer before that, or the one before that. You shouldn't have to keep worrying and bracing for the day when you come home from a hard day's work to a 90-degree house when your AC quits completely. That's no good. That's bad. That's bad. You hate that. Hate. The good news is when you call Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air, their bold white and blue techs can be there the same day, and they always repair where it's fair. They're not going to push you into any new system you don't need, but when a replacement really is the smart, right move for you, they'll present the best options to fit. How about that? How are you today, Ramona? Look who's here. Look who joined us, Ramona. That's Amy there, and that's Garrison. Amy does everything here. She's like, how many titles do you have, Amy? I mean, in addition to Baker, how many titles?
She has five, she says.
Five. She makes absolutely everything run. Okay. Now, somehow, you two are going to have to be on that mic at the same time.
Yeah, that's not good. The mic doesn't...
There's a thing there. You have to turn it.
Yeah, I know how it works, but it doesn't go up here.
Okay.
They're standing.
Okay, they're going to have to bend their head down when they answer. See, Garrison has it right there. That's it. It's just that simple.
All right.
Okay, so that's how this is going to work, all right? So what we're going to do here is this. We are going to play the first edition of the – wait. One of our participants just walked out the back room.
She's grabbing a chair.
Oh, a chair. That's it. A chair. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. We're off to a slow start. This is like a rough draft. That's the way it works. All right. So this is going to be the first edition of a brand new game show that will soon be sweeping the nation. I have no doubt about it. This show is going to be called You Might Be a Moron. Right? You Might Be a Moron. And this is based on something we saw and we talked about the other day. And that was this. The other day, we discussed a little geography test that was given to some students that really did not fare well. They did not fare well at all. All right, so we're starting in the same way, but there's a different end game to this that actually isn't related to any of you people. Not really. By the way, I have 100% confidence in the genius of these participants. Ramona, Amy, Garrison, all very bright individuals. So I am confident that we can do this. All right, so we're to start out with a couple simple geography questions. All right.
I don't know much about geography.
Look, Amy's trying to get out again.
Okay, where?
She's got another chair.
All right, you're going to be here. Okay.
Yeah.
Start with Garrison.
Okay, so we're going to start. We'll start with Garrison, and we're going to start simply. We're going to start with California. Garrison, can you hear me? Okay. Where's our music, Ramona? Garrison, how many states border California?
Three.
Three! See? He's already right. All right, Garrison, name one of the three states that border California.
Oregon.
He's right again. Look at Garrison go. All right. Amy's like all the way in the back. Amy, name me another state that borders California.
She says Nevada.
Nevada. That's also right. Look at this. We have a group of genii. That's the deity version of genuses, by the way. That's actual plural. You can look that up. And then, Ramona, there's only one left. It's up to you.
Arizona.
Arizona. She knew it right away. She was bored by it. Look at that. I don't have these bikini-clad bimbos who don't know any of the answers. I have a bunch of geniuses in the other room. We're moving on. We're going to try Ohio.
Garrison doesn't like that remark.
What remark?
He says he's all right.
By the way, it's the greater good. We don't care what you like or don't like. It's the way it works. All right. So, by the way, do you know that Amy bakes the best bread on earth? She does. That's an aside. You get a bonus. It's a commercial within the show. I actually ate a whole loaf of it on the weekend. Yeah, I did. That's a fact. How many loaves have I bought, Amy? Six, seven, something like that. Okay, we're moving on to Ohio. Amy, how many states do you think border Ohio?
Four sounds right. Amy and I are working together when this.
You're going with four. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That's a good answer. It's almost right. The answer is five, believe it or not, border Ohio. So, Ramona, yes, border Ohio. So, Ramona, give me one of the five states that border Ohio.
I have no idea.
No, that's wrong. Illinois. That can't be right. That cannot be Illinois. The answer. That's not correct.
Well, I told you I had no idea.
We're back to the beach bikini bimbos. All right. Garrison, save us.
One of them is West by God, Virginia.
It is, in fact, Garrison, West Virginia. Look at Garrison go. All right, Amy, I need another state that borders Ohio.
She says Kentucky.
Kentucky is correct. That's too correct. All right, Ramona, we're back to you.
I already gave my guess, and it was wrong.
Now you have to come up with a different one. There are 50 states.
I know, but I don't know where they all are.
That's sort of the point of this exercise. God, only you could put the brakes on the whole friggin' thing.
I'm not. You're asking me a question.
Give me an answer. I don't care what you say. Just give me a friggin' answer.
I don't know. West Virginia.
Yeah, that's correct, because it's already been said. All right, Garrison, you're up next.
Michigan.
Michigan is a correct answer. How many did we give so far? Three? We have two left. Yeah, we have two left. I know what they are. Amy, two left.
Indiana.
Indiana is a correct answer. And then there was only one. And you should know this one, Ramona.
I don't.
I'm going to give you a hint. If you're traveling, no, Missouri would not be right. If you're traveling east to west, you have to cross this state before you get to Ohio.
It's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, which it's like driving across the Sahara Desert. You got to drive forever to get to Ohio. So there we have it. Okay, now I have one more geography question. There's only one state. One of the 48, forget Hawaii and Alaska, we don't count them. There's only one state that is bordered by only one other state. What is it?
I don't have any idea. Georgia. I don't know.
They're thinking. Garrison, name your consultant. They're consulting. They've been very good so far.
It's Delaware. Walt, it's Delaware.
No, it's not. That's a good answer. The correct answer is Maine. And if you actually think about it, you can sort of picture why. Because it's way up there where no one else would choose to live but a moose. Okay. So all of that was fun, but none of that's the real reason that we're here. The real reason we're here, I'm going to show you right now.
Okay, he's getting some for y'all. I know y'all can't see that.
This.
Well, it'll be in the video, so.
This right here is the real reason we're here.
Can y'all see that? Garrison, Amy, can you see that?
Yes.
Can you see my little box?
Yeah, they can see it.
Okay, good. This box is facing all of you. Can you see the red and white sign on this box? What does that sign say, Garrison?
This side up and handle with care. It's got glass in it.
This side up, right. This side up. Now, if you were delivering this box, you might deliver this box this side up and follow those instructions, unless the other sides of the box are just plain, and then maybe you didn't see it. So I'm going to turn one quarter revolution. What does this side of the box say?
Same thing. It's this side up.
It says this side up. Okay. One more try. Another turn. This side? What's this side say?
It's same thing, and it's got the glass.
Red and white. It's red and white, isn't it, Garrison? It says this side up, doesn't it? And then one final turn, and it shows that, the fourth side of the box. What's that say, Garrison?
This side up.
This side up. Now, you want to take a guess what way the morons left this on my porch?
Upside down.
Upside down. What on earth? You might be a moron. There's no might, delivery person. You are a friggin' moron. You looked at a box that is red and white, has glass signs all over it, has four arrows on each side that all say this side up, and you left it the other way. That's why we're here today. This empty box is why we're here today. So, yes, if you delivered this box to my porch, there's no might. We're not 100% sure, Ramona, based on the test we just had. Garrison and Amy did pretty good. But if you delivered this box to my front porch, you are absolutely a moron. You can't be that dumb. I mean, you missed all four sides of it. That's the end of the first edition of You Might Be a Moron. We'll be back.
The countdown is on. 12 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Here's a... He got it.
Venables got it. And then it's picked up at the 50-yard line by Clemson and out of bounds. But Venables comes off the edge and gets the block of the punt.
105.5. 97.5. The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Hey, listen, when you're looking for a great lunch or dinner, you need to hit Moretti's. If you're looking for the absolute best lunch or dinner spot right off I-35, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville onto Butler Road toward Malden, and you're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's serving authentic Buffalo New York-style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza has thicker than New York City crust, light, crisp, never doughy, and the buffalo wings, crispy, juicy, with that spicy, buttery kick that only the best buffalo wings deliver. Real buffalo wings. If you want something hearty, try their beef on whack. Thin sliced roast beef piled high. Takes them 8 hours to make it on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish and au jus. It's unbelievable. It's a buffalo classic and a power lunch favorite. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pastas, appetizers, and more, plus a full bar and a great sports bar vibe, especially that famous Little John Coliseum table. So for your next lunch or dinner, skip the drive-thru. Hit Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off I-35. Moretti's the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular.
Forget the national noise. We are real talk for real fans. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar. The Roar.
Every decision counts. And
I actually had Maine. Jason Columbia said Georgia, LOL. What was the Georgia? What happened with the Georgia? Did we have a Georgia answer?
I answered Georgia because you asked me like 15 times the same question. So I decided to answer Georgia.
Oh, you did? Okay. People don't want the delivery service to be them. I just said, did the Delivery driver treated like the opening scene from Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. I don't know. I saw that, but that was like a million years ago, and I honestly I don't remember the opening scene to that movie. So I can't answer that. It seemed like the box was just the bottle wasn't broken, so it seems like it was handled right. I just don't know how you can see a box that has bright red stickers all over every side of it telling you how to handle it, and when you place it down in the porch you do the exact opposite of that. It's odd. Texter said, well, are we 100% sure that Texter 658 didn't deliver this box? LOL. No, you're probably right, because he's actually still whining. It's the whole text line's on fire, and that loser is actually still whining on my text line. Like I said, I've done this a long time. That's the biggest baby I've ever encountered in all of this. Lines are completely jammed with this, I guess. Let me get to the phone lines. Who's up first here, Ramona? It is close. It's close. It looks like Garnet and Gold. Garnet and Gold. What's going on, Garnet and Gold? Good to have you.
Hey, thank you, man. Good series this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Two walk-offs. Stressful as heck, but, you know, I was happy. We'll see. We got Texas, and then we got Cleveland this weekend. So it's, you know, it doesn't get any easier.
No, but, you know, look, all you need to do is just worry about yourself. Just keep playing good baseball, and that's what you're doing. So everything
right.
Seems fine.
And I didn't realize you guys had the best record since the All-Star break.
Yeah, big deal. You know, Ramona, we have the best record since the All-Star break. Great. I mean, you know, it's like one of the most meaningless things ever. You know, I mean, wake me when it's over.
You know, you said they weren't y'all anymore. Sorry. You're not Nets at the best record. Hey, I took that as a win last year for us. We had the second best, but of course, when you come off a 120-man loss season, you'll take anything you get.
Yeah. Yeah, no, look, I think that's right. Yeah. And, you know, you're playing well, and that's all that matters. And in this particular year, you just want to be part of the playoff.
Yeah, exactly, because I just don't see anybody that's just clearly head and shoulders above everybody else.
I don't either. I mean, I expected that team to be the Dodgers, but it's just I don't know whether it will be or not. You know, Ohtani allegedly is ready to get back pitching. We'll see. I mean, if they can put the dream pitching staff together in time for it to matter, then it will still be about the Dodgers. But other than that, I mean, if I had to bet on a team right now, I'd probably take the Brewers.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
I think they have a lot of answers, and I think they have the best bullpen in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had a chance to discuss this with you, and I think I'm about to lose signal, so I'm going to try to get in real quick. The Peyton Watson trade, and we get DeMar DeRozan in Denver. What's our front office issue? I mean, I know DeRozan was Watson's expensive, but I don't know. I mean, that trade, we came out looking like idiots.
Yeah.
And then, you know, picking up DeRozan is whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that changes much from your standpoint. I think you desperately have to get another real player in there, somebody to help Joker. And unless you do that, and that's not what I mean by a real player. I mean, I think you need another legit big time player. And you just I don't see that organization doing that.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, well, like I said, my signal's about to go. I just
wanted
to jump in.
Thank you, Gordon Gold. Good talking to you. Go Sox. Mike and Anderson, Noah, and then Jason. Mike, how are you, Mike? Great to have you.
Doing well. Thanks for getting me in, Walt. I won't take much of your time. I've been in and out of the loop today, several doctor's appointments.
I was going to ask you, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm great, Walt. I am I'm just a blessed little dude. That's
awesome,
all I
Mike. Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Yes, sir. Much like Scott's wife, and ditto to her. But Ben and Ben and Quok were talking about the Cleveland Browns thing, and I have read several reports over the weekend And, of course, everybody knows Watson is being booed in Cleveland on his home field. Nobody likes him, blah, blah, blah. And I've also read several reports from alleged insiders that no way he was going to be the starter. And then now I hear on Ben and Kwok show, Kwok and Ben show today, that Watson has been named the starter. And Kwok made the comment that it was about the money because they had to pay him. Well, Ben correctly pointed out that he gets paid regardless, so it's not about the money. What is your take on that situation, number one question? And then number two, Scott, again from Greenville, congratulations. Great news about his wife and Ben and Kwok again. They talk about the Braves a lot, and they're in a slump right now and winning the World Series. And I read something on one of the newsreels on the sports things on my phone. Ronald Acuna, I think, last week, I know, batting average was .244. How do you win a World Series or a championship if the face of your franchise is batting in the .240s? And I will hang up and listen. And as always, I enjoy the show.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Well, let me start with the Watson thing. It's a default process. I mean, as bad as Deshaun Watson is, at least he's played quarterback in the league. At least he knows how to read a defense. Those other two guys, I don't view them as even starting material. I mean, once upon a time, Deshaun Watson was elite. So it's really the neighborhood he's in. I mean, I think Shedeur Sanders and Gabriel are just atrocious. So I don't care that Shedeur went 7-for-9 in garbage time of a preseason game in the second half. It just doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, look, Deshaun has limited physical skill left, but even the physical skill he has left is better than the physical skill that those two guys have. So that's where I'm at, Mike. I just think there's no way around it. As far as Acuna is concerned, you know, Mike, we're not playing a batting average game anymore. I mean, that's the reality of it. We're playing a home run game, and Acuna still makes winning plays. I mean, the throw he made the other night from the right field corner was just unbelievable when he spun and threw to second. You know, he's a Clemente-type talent. You know, does he do some things that frustrate people? Yeah, but you still can't win without that talent. You know, that's your guy, and you have to have him. So, you know, is he going to hit 300? No, but, you know, the thing is, no one does. You know, the 300 hitters are almost non-existent. So a guy who's hitting .245, if he's delivering power and RBIs and defensive assists, is giving you everything that he needs to give you. I mean, that team is certainly not going to win without him. I mean, I think that's the reality of it. Let me get to Noah, and then Jason, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere, Jason. Noah, how are you, Noah? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Good. How are you doing?
Good, Noah. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, appreciate you taking the call. Before I get into what my reason for the call, I was just wondering, did you see it finally happen to your boy Jan? He did the celly too early, and then he ends up getting walked off on.
look, I want to clear, I hate him, okay? I thought I made this clear before. I hate him, and I hate that whatever that thing is he's doing. I don't know why the Mets would ever allow that. I want to take a bat and go out and break his kneecaps, Tanya Harding him. I don't know what that little act is, but I absolutely despise it. And I was happy to see him walked off on.
I was hoping the dude who walked it off would have hit that back on him when he was, yeah. Like, that's the way he touched
yeah,
on
right.
plate. Like, that would have been the cherry on top.
Exactly
right.
Exactly. I mean, that's just, I saw Kwok write something about that the other day, and he's 100% right. I'm a Mets fan. I mean, that it's just embarrassing. This is what we've come down to. That's just utterly atrocious. I mean, this is Major League Baseball. I mean, I have no idea what that is, but it needs to stop. And hopefully they put a stop to it now. Just utterly laughable.
Okay, well, so the reason for my call is we're getting close. I mean, we got college starting literally this weekend. I got a couple NFL receiver over-under touchdowns for the season I was going to run by you and get your opinion on. So, granted, some of these dudes, you don't really know what they have at quarterback, but I'm really going off of just who they are and just raw ability. And I'm a believer in some of these dudes. Like Garrett Wilson, over 4.5 at -172. You can take it at +6 to get 6 even or at least 6 touchdowns if you don't want to do the over-under. And I think that's like +110. I got Brian Thomas Jr., over 4.5. At -108, Devonta Smith moving into that wide receiver one role, over 5.5 at -130, and then Malik Nabers coming off an injury over 5.5 at -136. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah,
like I said,
I really like the Nabers one.
No, WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD AM 1560, Cowpens 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. No scripts, no spin,
yeah.
Just the truth. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar, where every day is game.